This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
According to Rasmussen, 41% say their financial situation is worse right now. How in the heck do you start a campaign when you're supposed to have made everything better, the adults in the room, and now you've got to go out and try to convince people that, well, it's not really as bad as you think. But they know how bad it is. They know exactly what's happening to them. They know exactly what's happening to their spending power. They know exactly what's happening throughout the highways and byways of their land. And they see what's happening to their friends and their family, their coworkers. And you want to go out and tell them that, nope, it's all good. You just don't understand economics. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here on this Thursday morning edition of the program. We are here. It is the 5 o'clock hour, or hour number 4, as we also call it here on the program. 4 is 5, 5 is 4, and that makes sense, doesn't it? But once again, welcome to the program. Welcome to everybody listening on AM 860 and everybody listening on AM 930, everybody listening along the GCN network. GCN, of course, distributes the program out to our great AM and FM affiliates across the country. And thanks to everybody working hard at GCN this morning. And I got to tell you, folks, oh, and by the way, you can head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message that we'll see here during the broadcast, you're welcome to do that. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. Well, you know, somebody that's not off and running very well right now is Joe Biden. He's got a lot of people who are unhappy with his Mideast policy, and these are people within the Biden campaign. Also, one official in the Education Department, I believe, is now stepping down, saying they can't stay silent, I believe, about Biden's Mideast policy, this kind of thing. So it's not going well for Joe Biden. We'll talk about that a little bit this hour. Also, at the bottom of the hour, definitely want to stay tuned. Whatever you're doing this morning, you definitely want to stay tuned. Bottom of the hour, 5:30 Eastern Time. And that is when we'll be talking with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. You can check out their website, cv4a.org. That's CV, the number 4a.org. We'll be talking with Jimmy about what they're doing to help our veterans across the country and all the different things that are happening and some of the latest veterans news. We'll be talking about as well. So that, again, happens at the bottom of the hour. We hope that you can stick around for that. But, of course, one of the big stories this morning is the Jeffrey Epstein list. We've got some names that have come out, and a lot of this has to do with some testimony that was given and so forth. So, of course, the big and it's not even really a bombshell. I think it's probably been heard before. But one of the most prominent names, of course, has been Bill Clinton. One of these, part of this testimony purportedly, says that, Bill Clinton purportedly, preferred younger, women, younger girls, evidently, according to this statement. So that's one of the most salacious things that's come out so far. This is going to, also the Alan Dershowitz aspect of this, is quite interesting as well. Now, Virginia Guffer, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, she is was a young woman who was involved in this and is part of these prosecutions and so forth with these complaints. She evidently had named Alan Dershowitz as one of these individuals, right, that had gone to the island and so forth. They both had anti-defamation lawsuits against one another And they eventually dropped those lawsuits. She basically said she thought that she had then misidentified Alan Dershowitz. So again, there's a lot to try to get to the bottom of all this. But at the very least, Alan Dershowitz seems to have had his name cleared, which I'm very happy about. But obviously, this whole thing is going to continue to expand. And now that this list has come out, it's only going to raise some more questions, of course. But definitely, some of these people that have been named in this also have already passed away. Most notably, I think you had former Governor Richardson, Bill Richardson. Then you also had a MIT professor, Marvin Minsky. They are both deceased. They had been named in some of these things. But again, this is one of the big developments in the Jeffrey Epstein issue. And we'll see where this goes from here. But definitely, there's a lot of people, I think, again, who just don't want their names out there. They don't want to be exposed in any of this. But it's really very difficult to talk about in so many different ways, isn't it? Because of the when people are forced into this kind of activity and so forth, shall we say, and in trying to keep it clean here on the radio, obviously, this is something that is evil, is wrong, is terrible, and hopefully there's going to be some kind of justice that's done here. Jeffrey Epstein, of course, had committed suicide in a jail cell, or so we understand, so we're told. Ghislaine Maxwell is already serving time for this, for her convictions in this. But this story is far from over. There's no doubt about that. Far from over. But what's not far from over, everybody, is the program this morning. We have so much more to tell you about, so much more to talk about. And if you'd like to be part of the program this morning, you can give us a call, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. As we continue through this Thursday edition of the show, we've been having a great time this morning. And again, the time just flies by. It's really, really interesting. I don't know what it is. It's an Einstein time factor or something like that. But the adage, time flies when you're having fun, I think we're proving that. We're just proving that. All right. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. And we are coming right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, and we are continuing through this Thursday morning edition of the program. And as I said, we've been having a lot of fun, and because there's just too many things going on. There just really are, and sometimes you don't even know where to start. We talked about the 41% of the people who thought that they were worse off now than they were, I think when this whole thing started with the Biden administration. And again, how do you start a political campaign with that? How do you go out there and try to tell people that they're wrong? They're just wrong. One thing to mention is that it does go both ways, right? And that is to say that you're going to have people who are going to be giving the communication the other way, saying Biden administration, Biden campaign, no, we're not happy. Where something is seriously wrong with everything right now. This from USA Today. President Joe Biden heads into the election year showing alarming weakness among stalwarts of the Democrat base, with Donald Trump leading among Hispanic voters and young people. 1 in 5 black voters now say they'll support a third-party candidate in November. In a new USA Today Suffolk University poll, Biden's failure to consolidate support in key parts of the coalition that elected him in 2020 has left him narrowly trailing Trump, the likely Republican nominee, 39% to 37%. 17% support an unnamed third-party candidate. When 7 candidates are specified by name, Trump's lead inches up to 3 percentage points, 37% to 34%, with independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr. at the top of the third-party candidates at 10%. Now, earlier on, hour number one, we heard an audio clip from Karine Jean-Pierre, and I think it bears repeating at this point for our new listeners here this hour. And here's Karine Jean-Pierre. This is actually from MSNBC. And they ask her about this very poll. Now, listen to her reaction about this. It's getting desperate in Biden campaign land, everybody. It's getting desperate at the Biden administration land. It's just desperation. Let's listen in.
Today's Suffolk poll that shows some warning signs for you all at the White House among the coalition that has supported Democrats, that has supported this president for so long. According to this poll, the president now has 63% of support from black voters. He enjoyed 87% support in 2020. Among Latino voters, perhaps most troubling, he won that group by 33 points in the 2020 election. Donald Trump now leads among Latino voters by 5 points. How do you explain those numbers?
Yeah, and Willie, and good to see you as well. I'm going to be very careful because you mentioned Donald Trump, so I'm going to be really careful in not talking about the 2024 election because of the Hatch Act. But what I will say is, and I think this is why it's important for us, like Jared Burstein, and for people like myself and others, to talk to you, all of you, right, and lay out what we've done for those two critical communities. You're right. In 2020, the president was able to bring together the largest, most historic coalition that we've ever seen.
Okay. Just stop right there because, you know, again, you've got Karine Jean-Pierre, and she's going down this road again about having to explain everything. In fact, it was even kind of baked in with the question, right? How do you explain these numbers? Well, of course, I think what he might have meant, what the interviewer might have meant was, you know, what's going wrong over there? But she actually kind of took it more literally, and she did start explaining these numbers. But she then, you see, the idea, you can't go to the voters, no matter what voter group you're talking to or whatever. It doesn't matter, because voters know when they're happy with you, right? Voters know when they feel like, yes, things are going on the right track, and I want to go and vote for this candidate again, and give them another term because I feel confident about everything that's happening around me, for my family, my friends, people in my orbit, my community, my state, my country. It's all heading down the right path. But that's not happening. That's not happening. So, you know, instead of, you know, I'm surprised she didn't say, well, we're going to redouble our efforts and make sure everybody, you know, we're fighting for them and this kind of stuff. But instead, it's really more of this explaining. We've done more for these groups, you know, and it's almost as if, well, and if, you know, they, you know, these groups just don't understand what we've been doing for them. And it's just a shame that they don't understand. And that's the kind of mentality we're getting here. Let's continue.
Obviously, we want to continue that. What we've done for the black community and the Latino community. Black community, when the president walked in, unemployment was at 9.2%. Now it's under 6%. That's because of Bidenomics, as we started this conversation.
Oh, stop right there again. She just said the word. It's almost like a Monty Python thing. She said the word that you're not allowed to say. You start, don't say the word the Knights of Knee cannot hear, right? And she just said Bidenomics. Now, they're supposed to not be saying, as far as I know, they're not supposed to be saying that, right? Because by saying Bidenomics, they're tying together all of the bad stuff that people are going through, because that essentially is Bidenomics. So I mentioned this, and I stopped it right there, because it just goes together. Do you notice, and I mentioned this in hour number one, Do you notice how she's talking like really, really fast? It's like she's trying to get it all in because she doesn't want to get cut off, you know, with some interruption or something like that, because the desperation factor is there. The desperation is setting in. You know, Joe Biden, by all accounts, and I only say this because this was explained to us before, right? This was explained to us during the 2020 election, that the adults would be back in the room, that, you know, Trump was killing the economy, we're coming out of COVID, only Democrats understand this, and the only way to get everybody prosperous and everything happening and just going down this right road is going to be with the Biden administration. So honestly, they should be, all the voters should be, you know, receiving Joe Biden like he was Julius Caesar returning from, you know, the Gallic Wars or whatever, and coming back, you know, I've expanded the empire and I've come back and essentially ascend to almost a demigod sort of status. And they should be carrying Joe Biden on their shoulders and saying, you know, we need to change the Constitution at this point so that Joe Biden can keep getting reelected. You know, it's just, you know, and yeah, I'm being a little facetious and sarcastic, and I know that I'm doing that. But I do think that the last thing in the world, based on the idea that the adults were going to be back in the room and all this was going to be fine, and as long as it's not Trump, that Karine Jean-Pierre should never have an interview like this. This should have never occurred. But it's occurring. And, you know, and again, it's, you know, in politics, you do have these different groups, and they're grouped by this or that and what have you. But overall, it doesn't matter what group you're in. It shouldn't matter. Actually, I should say it shouldn't matter what group you're in, because I think no matter where you are in America, what walk of life or what have you, everybody kind of senses, everybody kind of sees. You know, Bidenomics has been able to do. Well, they don't want any part of that, because Bidenomics is not something that is helping people. And so Karine Jean-Pierre has to talk really fast, and she has to kind of get it all in, and she has to make sure that she's explaining it all to you. Well, again, don't forget, if you're explaining, you are losing. But, you know, Biden should be able to go out and be like Ronald Reagan in 1984 and go, well, you know, I'll just do a little bit of Reagan there. Well, it's morning in America, and, you know, my resume speaks for itself. And this kind of stuff. And that's exactly what Ronald Reagan did and could do, because he didn't have to go out and explain to everybody. Here's why you're better off. Okay? He didn't have to say that. He just had to say, better off than 4 years ago? Check. You know, and then everybody go, yes, that's exactly right. And if they, you know, just, and back then you'd have to give a real thumbs up. You couldn't just do an emoji, but that wouldn't have been invented yet, right? So you just had to give a real thumbs up right back at Ronald Reagan. And everything was fine in sense of conducting your campaign and going on and winning another landslide victory. That's how it's done. And it's not done with Karine Jean-Pierre standing on the front lawn of the White House trying to explain how everything's hunky-dory. But it's not hunky-dory. In fact, it's the opposite of hunky-dory. Folks, stay right there, because when we come back, we'll be talking with Jimmy T. Smith, Concerned Veterans for America, cv4a.org. That's the website. Stick around, because we've got a lot more to talk about, a lot more to do. Kyle Warren with you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA News Update. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden delivering a New Year's message to the nation.
Well, my hope is that everybody has a healthy, happy, and safe New Year.
In a pre-recorded interview on ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, President Biden expressed his optimism. Another American youngster has taken an adventure on the wrong flight, except this time it took him out of the country. 16-year-old Logan Loss was scheduled to board a Frontier Airlines flight from Florida to Ohio, but instead he says he got put on a plane to Puerto Rico. Frontier Airlines has apologized to the teen and his family for the mix-up. 2024 will be a leap year, giving folks another day to add to the calendar. Leap day gets added to the end of February every 4 years, mostly to keep our dates in sync with the natural seasons. While we count 365 days in every year, it actually takes the planet roughly 365 and a quarter days to travel around the sun. John Schaefer, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Listening to Kyle. All right, this Thursday edition is going by fast. It just really does seem like that. But welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome as we continue. And don't forget, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website. If you'd like to send us a direct message, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. Well, this time of the program, folks, here on Thursday morning, it is the bottom of the hour of the 5 o'clock hour, also known as hour number 4 for the program, where we talk with Jimmy T. Smith. He's from Concerned Veterans for America. The website is cv4a.org. That's CV, the number 4A, .org. Head on over there, check out their website. And, of course, we've got Jimmy T. Smith right here on the telephone line. Good morning, Jimmy, and Happy New Year to you.
Good morning, Kyle. Happy New Year. And, yeah, it's you know, kicking off to be a really good one. We're currently, I'm in Tennessee right now, Nashville, Tennessee, about to participate at the Student Veterans for America and start working on helping educate them on certain issues and engage them to get active and help make a better America.
Very cool indeed. Very cool indeed. Well, safe travels, of course. Well, of course, there's all kinds of stuff that's always going on there at the CV4A.org website, Concerned Veterans for America, especially under the Overwatch section. And I noticed that there was a particular article there that talked about veterans services or veterans affairs, but in the state of Montana, as it looks like we have a lot of veterans that might be relocating to that state these days.
Well, yes, and it's true, but also part of the reason that there's that article is because Montana is such a small population demographic compared to other states that it demonstrates where by providing more choice veterans have better care. So the one story talks about a veteran's wife having to travel many miles into another state to get care. And that's just an example. You know, we talked to Bob last time about issues of him getting maybe more access to dental care. We're currently really focused on the fact that care they're already supposed to get, they're not getting or having to be made to travel many miles or being forced into the VA only to get care. You know, so that's the focus that we're working on, providing answers. And that's what we really are. And I hope this year is a year of people start really grasping that more than anything. CVA, Concerned Veterans for America, is providing answers of why that veteran should not have to drive that many miles when there are medical facilities locally that they could choose to go to if that's what they prefer.
Well, indeed. I think in this case, they'd have to go all the way to Colorado, if I recall correctly. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then that's the thing. Think about that. Think about you being, especially, you know, admittedly, there's a lot of us who are growing older, having served our nation, the aches and pains actually get worse. But, you know, getting older as a veteran and having to be told to drive across to another state. People say, well, the DAV gives you rides. Well, think about that. So the VA is so good that you have to have a volunteer organization give you a ride someplace when you have care in the community. There's so many reasons of which the answer is giving veterans choice in the community. That's what we do. We drive the solution of choice for veterans to our congressional members so they can vote on good policy and make the changes and put the veterans first in health care.
Well, indeed. And, of course, to help facilitate these changes, I'm sure you find some good reception, I hope, on Capitol Hill, for example. But do you also find some pushback there as well?
Well, we do. And admittedly, I was talking to a staffer from one of the congressional offices who was adamant in their support for veterans, and I completely understand that, but they were worried that this would take away from veterans because it's more focused on choice. And one of the things I explained to him was that the VA budget has grown fourfold in over 20 years, right? So going from about $40 billion to now $325 billion. And we have not seen that great outcome, you know, basically affecting a better quality of life or better services for veterans. So the best thing we can do is put the veteran in charge and let's fix it that way by giving them the answer. And they agree that there is a need for choice, but they didn't think the need for choice meant that we should expand that option as much. So we, of course, bring the evidence. We show where, you know, the healthcare choice of a veteran not having to travel, like in Montana, is obviously the reasons that veterans should have more choice. And we talked about in Florida where they have to travel from Key West all the way to Miami, Florida. That's 3+4 hours to where they have to go for a 1-hour appointment and then drive 3 or 4 hours all the way back. And that's if they can get a ride. And that's, you know, detrimental to the health of the veteran in the first place to be elderly and have to drive that distance. So these examples are what we use to say, okay, we understand that you want the VA to be strong and successful, and we do too, in the right areas for the right times. But it should always be about the veteran having choice of what is best, either locally, if they choose to use the VA, but it's about the veteran first and foremost. And that's where we start to see people who disagree with us come our way.
Wow. Well, I mean, it's really mind-boggling because, of course, I think so many people listening to this program right now, you know, feel the same way that that you do, that I do, you know, that, you know, getting the vets are giving them our very best is the starting point, and then try to enhance it even from there, you know.
Well, and I talked to a group last year, towards the end of the year, and I'll, of course, obviously always be talking to different groups about this. Whenever we hear people talk about wanting to help veterans more, the biggest thing I see, both as a former legislator and as somebody who does this now in the world of advocacy, is they always turn to the government and create more government. And it's like, I asked them, I says, are we looking for more government for care or more veteran in charge for care? And the mindset should be that we don't just increase government to provide care for veterans. We actually look for ways for veterans to be in charge of their own care to get quality care. So I use the example of myself being a retired veteran. I'm fully in charge of my own care as a retired veteran, and I prefer that over the VA care, and it's better for me. Now, some veterans who are both disabled like myself as well as retired, they choose the VA, and that's fine. But that's them choosing, and that's the example I give all the time. The veteran should have the choice. I, as a retired veteran, have one choice, or as a disabled veteran, has another choice. But it should always be about me making that choice.
Well, indeed, because this, you know, people that aren't veterans and they're going in for medical care, you know, typically that is that's the same mantra, right? People should be able to make choices about their health care, and our vets are no different than that. In fact, but they've done a special thing for our country, and that's why we try to make sure that that what they're going to receive is going to be, again, the very best, but not to you know, put obstacles in their way.
Exactly. So as a retiree, my wife also gets health care. And in that, she was not happy with the same doctor. So her and I use the same doctor. And she goes, you know what, I'm going to go find another doctor. And she just literally calls up another doctor. And now that other doctor is a primary care doctor, and she feels that she's getting a better responses and better results through that doctor. And that's the epitome of it right there. She, as a civilian, has full choice to go wherever it's best and make the decisions that's best for her. As a disabled veteran, you go to the VA, they try to force you to be boxed into the VA only. And we say, no, that's wrong. It's about the veteran making choice. I had a young officer who basically says, I go to the VA because of I've had cancer, and they take care of absolutely all my cancer work, continuity. They do a good job with me. But she said to me, and she looked me dead in the eye, but I will not go to the VA for anything else. And I looked at her and said, ma'am, you just demonstrated everything we're talking about. You are in charge of your health care. You are making the choice that's best for you in the health care system. That's what we want. We want veterans to be in charge.
Well, yeah, hear, hear. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, of course, you know, we've come now through the holiday time, and hopefully there were a lot of people out there that reached out to their family members who are vets, or their close friends, or you know, people in their groups, their friend groups, their orbits, especially during what sometimes is a very difficult time for vets.
I know a lot of myself, or my friends and myself, we haven't talked to each other in a while. We bounced back and forth and joked around about family and some of the things that we used to do, like, you know, being on the patrol on the DMZ during Christmas time, you know, to make sure we were touching each other's, you know, feelings and memories and stuff to let them know that they're cared for. And, yeah, so that message, I think, and you helping push that message out there was definitely beneficial. And we know that as we go into this new year, that a lot of us are going to still see veterans who are going to struggle. A, make sure that we are doing the right thing by veterans, as we just discussed. But also, start really focusing on the positive of veterans. Veterans are strong leaders.
Indeed.
That veteran who you're talking to is a strong leader and should be championed.
Indeed. Jimmy T. Smith, take care. We're going to talk to you again next week, sir. Take care.
God bless, Kyle. Thank you.
God bless. All right.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Well, I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
No, don't go to bed. Well, I guess Joe Biden can go to bed. That's fine. But we're up. We're staying up. We're here. We're bright and early. And we're with you right here in the 5 o'clock hour. It was great to talk with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. By the way, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course. And, yes, great to talk with Jimmy T. Smith. And I appreciated what he said of us helping to push out that message about how we care about our vets. Especially sometimes a very hard, difficult time during the holiday season. So I appreciate that very much. And don't forget, folks, you can find out more about Concerned Veterans for America, what they do, and even what they do for our active military as well. Because of time constraints there, we didn't get a chance to talk too much about, again, what's going on in places like Syria, where our active military are, targets and continue to come under attack all the time. Well over 100 attacks, I'm sure, by now. So they actually help advocate for changes in policy for our active military as well. So check them out. See CV4A.org. That's CV, the number 4A.org. And we talk with Jimmy T. Smith every Thursday morning at the bottom of the hour, the 5 o'clock hour, Eastern Time, of course. And we hope to talk with him. Well, we'll look forward to talking with him again next week. Always a pleasure, by the way. All right, folks. Well, once again, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning in our remaining moments here on the program this morning. And, yeah, risk of sounding like a broken record, it just goes super fast. You know, it really is something. It just really does fly by, and that's because there's no shortage of things to talk about. There never really is. But we will talk about this here real quick. Something I mentioned, I think, back in hour number one, and definitely made a note to want to bring it out again in hour number four. And that is that in California, in Suffolk County, I believe, you've got the sheriff's there. Pardon me, Sutter County in California. The sheriff's office says they're not going to be enforcing some of these new gun laws that came on the books in California starting January the 1st, saying, and I quote, this is an amazing quote, by the way, "We have no interest in criminalizing constitutionally protected behavior," unquote. Yeah, well, that's exactly the right attitude there. And certainly this particular law evidently has already gone through some federal review and appeals. This is from KTXL-TV in Sacramento. Days after a federal appeals court ruled to temporarily uphold a new California law that bans carrying guns in public spaces, the Sutter County Sheriff's Office announced they will look into, or they will look at each circumstance on a case-by-case basis. Quote, "We have no interest in criminalizing constitutionally protected behavior," said Sutter County Sheriff Brandon Barnes and Sutter County District Attorney Jennifer R. Dupree. In a joint statement on social media on Wednesday, "We took an oath to uphold our Constitution, and we will work to protect the rights of our citizens," unquote. Now, you know what, folks? To a lot of people, and you pass on those quotes to a lot of people, and they definitely would say to themselves, yeah, that sounds right. That's good. We're glad that you're doing that, because that's kind of what we do here in the United States of America. We work to protect the constitutional rights of our citizens. We're not going to criminalize constitutionally protected behavior. You know, but in this day and age, that's all turned around, right? That's all different. It's all turned around. It becomes this thing where, well, wait a minute. You sound like some kind of extremist, right? You're a constitutional extremist. And don't you understand that in California we have these great gun laws and whatnot? And, you know, obviously, folks, obviously, because let me give you just a quick rundown here. The law became, which came in on January 1st, according to the article, the new law bans licensed concealed gun owners, or CCWs, from carrying their firearms at bars, places of worship, parks, public events, stadiums, casinos, financial institutions, medical facilities, and on public transportation and other public places. I don't know. That sounds like everything to me. But again, it's all part of it's not a fell swoop against the Second Amendment, because they know they can't do that so easily. But what they do is they do these little changes. Well, we do have the telephone lines lighting up here. Let's head on over to line one. Good morning. You're on the program. What's your name and where are you calling from?
George in Tampa.
Hey, George in Tampa. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind this morning?
Illegal immigration and how this administration, as soon as they came in, the floodgates opened. You know, millions of people that we have to pay for to put in hotel rooms, and these NGOs, these non-governmental organizations, get money from the State Department to resettle people.
Right.
You know, and There's a group called Federation for American Immigration Reform. It's a great website. They show you like the financial cost and the cost and the cohesion of the country. And they make the point that almost 100% do not qualify for asylum. And if they're economic refugees.
Well, indeed.
They're not.
Asylum's a whole different deal. You're exactly right.
Yeah, you're supposed to, when you got people coming from all over the world, somehow they're making their way over to Mexico. They're not walking, they're flying. Because the word came out, Joe Biden rang the dinner bell, hey, come over there, they're not going to do anything. Just come show up and you're in, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, it is.
I drive a truck, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I drive a truck, I see people all over, like, street corners asking for money. It's like, we have enough problems here for you to bring another 7-8 million people, whatever it is, for us to take care of.
You're exactly right about that. And it breaks the system, and that's actually part of the strategy, and that is to actually bring the system to its knees by overwhelming it in this way. Some of these Democrat mayors, right, in Chicago and Denver and New York, they're figuring all this out, and they're saying, wait a minute, something's not working here, because they know it's not sustainable.
Yeah. I don't know why they don't send them to Rehoboth, Delaware, and send them right to D.C. where, hey, your administration, you brought this on. That city is full of Democrats. So, hey, send the buses there. Hey, look, this is your administration. Y'all did this.
Well, exactly right. And that's, I think, part of what Governor Abbott is doing. And they're calling it a stunt, but it's a really effective stunt because it points up exactly what happens when you have this huge influx. And so why they won't enforce the border as it should be is anybody's guess, other than we know that they try to destabilize the system and bring in people because they figure they can vote at some point.
Yeah, but again, why not turn them away instead of bringing them in?
Well, you're right.
And once their foot's in here, it's hard to get rid of, you know?
Well, exactly. And some people have a court date that's in like 2031 or something. It's really crazy. To show up at court, 8 years from now or something like that. It's not real.
Right. In the meantime, what? Oh no. Well, they have to sustain themselves. So let's give them permission to work. Okay. Well, why can't they vote? You know, that's the next thing. Give them asylum. So guess what? They just added 10 million new Democrats.
Precisely. And that's the part of the plan. That's exactly it. And they're so far they're it's working, but that's why we got to keep talking about this stuff. That's for sure.
Yeah, I saw how the military is not reaching their goals as far as recruitment, except for the Marine Corps. You know, if I'm a young person, it's like, why am I going to go to the military? Get sent to a maybe get killed, and when the government here is like bringing in illegals, taking care of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you get demoralized, you know? It's like,
sure.
I don't want to do that.
No, I appreciate what you're saying very much. Well, George in Tampa, you stay safe out there driving, and we're heading up to the end of the program, but thanks for calling. We hope you call back again another time. Take care.
Thank you, Kyle.
All right, take care. All right. Okay, folks, we're heading to the end. Thanks to everybody, AM860, GCN. Thanks to you. And we will see you tomorrow morning, bright and early. Go out there and make it a great day.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.